The Trap by John Smeltzer. Read by Garrick Hagen. The First Day. Back before white men were searching for gold in the hills and streams of this north country, there was a village much like any other small village nestled along the great river. One fall, several young men went moose hunting. A man asked if he could join them, even though he was very old and slow. Reluctantly, the young men let him come along. Off in the distance, in a place far away from any place else, a yellow snowmobile pulling a long sled was slowly coming down toward the wide river through a valley of white hills, winding around trees, traversing over knolls and rises, sometimes becoming visible, sometimes moving unseen. The sun was already at its highest point, which was barely above the rim of the blue-edged horizon. That's the way it had been for the past month, and the way it would be for at least another month to come. Winter this far north was a series of short days and long nights, with mostly cold and silence in between. A time when most living things huddled or slept through the intolerable cold and dark. It had snowed during the night, which, like the prolonged darkness, was nothing new. It always snowed here, more so in the mountains, and the wind swept the whiteness against trees and deadfalls and the steep banks of streams or lakes. To escape the pitiless wind, sled dogs learned to dig down into the snow and to curl up into tight balls.